Good riddance, President Trump. United Nations lead climate committee admits projections were wrong. By Amy Furr on May 17, 2026. President Donald Trump criticized Democrats on Saturday for pushing climate change fears and said the United Nations, UN, leading climate committee admitted its projections were off the mark. In a post on his Truth Social, Trump wrote good riddance. After 15 years of Democrats promising that climate change is going to destroy the planet, the United Nations top climate committee just admitted that its own projections, RCP 8.5, were wrong. 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 For far too long, climate activism has been used by Democrats to scare Americans, push horrible energy policies, and fund billions into their bogus research programs. Unlike the Democrats, who use climate alarmism nonsense to push their Green New scam, my administration will always be based on truth, science, and fact. President Donald J. Trump, he concluded. His administration has been working to pull the United States back from climate issues. And Breitbart News reported in November that several attendees at the COP30 climate conference in Brazil shared their disdain for the American president. Mr. Trump is against humanity. His absence here demonstrates that, leftist Colombian President Gustavo Petro said. The President of the United States at the latest United Nations General Assembly said the climate crisis does not exist. That is a lie, Chilean President Gabriel Boric commented. Earlier this year, the Treasury Department announced the United States had withdrawn from the UN-backed Green Climate Fund and relinquished its seat on the board, Breitbart News reported in January. The move follows the Wednesday, January 7 announcement that the United States would withdraw from 66 organizations and treaties described by Breitbart News as globalist, nearly half of them affiliated with the United Nations. At the center of that decision was the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, the foundational treaty for major international climate agreements. The Trump administration opposed spending U.S. taxpayer dollars on entities identified as contrary to the interests of the United States. The GCF, created as part of a 2009 UN agreement in Copenhagen, was designed to distribute $100 billion annually to developing nations for climate-related projects and damage mitigation efforts. In recent years, U.S. contributions under the Biden administration had significantly increased, including a $1 billion pledge in April 2023 and a $3 billion commitment at the COP28 climate summit in December 2023. Senate Republicans recently introduced legislation to prohibit Democrat-run states from hurting American energy producers through what was described as climate lawfare. The Breitbart News article said it reported in April that many Democrat states are increasingly adopting legislation that would allow insurers to sue oil and natural gas companies for disaster-related laws. Critics of the law believe these proposals would penalize energy producers at a time where lower energy costs are needed more than ever.